How Trump Can Win Even Bigger. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Donald Trump won a decisive electoral vote, but he's a couple hundred thousand behind in the popular vote. So a tremendous accomplishment, but not exactly a mandate. There is a way, however, he might be able to get a mandate, and that is by confounding his critics, doing something they don't expect. Maybe that's what he has in mind. It didn't get a lot of attention, but last summer at a news conference in Florida, he said that he would like to raise the federal minimum wage to at least $10. I was advised by a Republican colleague that that's going to be one of the first promises he'll keep. Why? Because it helps the working class voters who put him into office. Now, since 2009, Republicans in Congress have blocked a federal wage increase. Trump could probably push it through. That's number one. Number two, he's going to replace Obamacare, get rid of the subsidies. But under his plan, the option for people who can't afford insurance, once those subsidies go away, is Medicaid. That's a poverty program. A middle-class voter might not feel too good about being a Medicaid patient. But suppose he calls it a public option. Well, now you have a higher minimum wage, a public option for health care, and of course his opposition to unfair trade treaties. He's the Republican Bernie Sanders, which is not so crazy. I remember talking to voters in New Hampshire who were on the fence, not between Trump and Clinton, but Trump and Sanders. So channel Bernie Sanders. It would make him a hero. Plus, he already has the accent. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.